Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of June 4th, 2012. With a cover story on end markets, specifically Europe, where the key end markets of automotive and construction are showing cracks with falling sales and plant closures, an ominous sign for chemical demand. Then the feature section of the latest issue focuses on Latin America, and in our first article on the region, we look at how the new wave of shale gas-based ethylene capacity planned in the U.S. could threaten the attractiveness of Latin American projects. Also with this feature is a detailed map of all the projects in the region. Another feature looks at the demand for polymers in Central America. Although absolute demand in the area is relatively small compared to the global picture, Central America's economies are growing rapidly, which increases the need for imports. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Meanwhile, in this issue's regularly scheduled columns, we look at PetroRabigh 2. It's a massive ethane cracker project in Saudi Arabia, a joint venture between Japan's Sumitomo Chemical and Saudi Aramco, and the companies are committing $7 billion for a capacity expansion. Elsewhere in this issue, it looks like polyethylene prices in the U.S. will fall as ethylene availability improves. But in comparison, the European polyethylene market is at a standstill as players wait to see what happens with June ethylene prices in Europe. We also take a look at acrylic fiber prices in China. China domestic acrylic fiber prices may stop falling in June as a result of a substantial reduction in production and stable prices of raw material. Many producers in China have shut down their acrylic fiber plants for maintenance to balance the long supply situation, while the average operating rate of China's domestic factories has been around 50% in May, with low rates expected to last until June. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.